Yeah, we're excited to be able to tell the people that exports are up 16% the first quarter of 2012 over the first quarter of 2011. We do quarter-by-quarter comparisons because as things work in the marketplace, that's more reliable than even the quarter prior.
Now, one of the statistics kind of jumps out here. $64 million worth of dairy products, a 23% increase. What's prompted that?
Well, we're doing better in the world marketplace with our whey products. We still have a lot of opportunities there. Our cheese markets are opening up. We have people that are aggregating different varieties and styles of cheeses, so that when they move it into a marketplace, there's a wider variety of products available for those that are purchasing. And those two categories are really helping us out right now.
Touching on ethanol exports, and of course you were at the ACE plant this morning, some good news there as well.
Yeah, we stopped by ACE because it kind of fits in with what's going on with exports. Exports in the beverage category, of which ethanol is part of it, and it's because it is a form of alcohol, it's up 200%+. And visiting with a couple of the ethanol plants in the state of Wisconsin, ACE actually moved 60% of their product to Canada in the first quarter of this year. So they have really benefited from exports, and they have gone through Canada. There is a major broker in Canada that's handling their products up there and doing very well with them.
Now, where's the next step? How do you continue this growth?
Well, I think we have to continue to identify markets and work with those markets to find out what kind of products. We recently had a couple of fellows from Brazil in the state of Wisconsin the first time they were ever here. They are exploring our dairy industry and opportunities to take our products and sell them in the country of Brazil. The free trade agreement with Colombia was recently signed, and we've already heard from one buyer in Colombia that is coming to the state of Wisconsin and wants to spend some time with us and figure out how he can buy products here and resell them down in Colombia.
You also, of course, spent time in Vietnam earlier this year, and that's starting to evolve for you as well, is it not?
Yeah, we've had continued discussions with some individuals that export live animals. We are working with the people of Vietnam. Several have now been identified who will be coming during World Dairy Expo, and they will be on reverse feed buyer mission, which means they come here and take a look at our products rather than us going there and try to sell them. So we have some people coming to World Dairy Expo and to the state of Wisconsin that we have not had here prior. And in fact, those that were here from Vietnam in the past were really not here for business. They just were in the area. But these are coming for the very specific reason of doing business with us.
When you look at the export potential, is our greatest potential lie with our traditional products, with our dairy, or is it with evolving products such as ethanol or other new products?
Well, I think our basic products that's kind of the floor of our export opportunities. When you start looking at some value-added products like the whey that's a byproduct of the cheese industry, I think we have a huge amount of opportunity there. Ethanol is new in the international marketplace in recent years, and now DDGs, the distiller's grains coming off the ethanol industry, are starting to find some homes in the international marketplace. In fact, we heard today that Korea has asked for a container load of product from ACE Ethanol to take a look at evaluating the product and see if they don't want to become a regular customer. So that would be a new opportunity and a new opening for.
Now talk about your international trade team. What are they assigned to do here in the upcoming future?
Well, each one takes a different area of interest. So Jennifer Liu works with wood products. Lisa Stout works with feed and food ingredients. Enrique works with livestock genetics and other kinds of egg technologies. We have one vacancy that we're in the process of interviewing for right now. They kind of break up the world, too. Jennifer takes care of Asia, and Enrique is right now looking at Central and South America, and Lisa focuses on the Middle East. But they collaborate and coordinate very closely with each other, and if one gets a question from a business that fits somebody else's information or area a little better, then they will hand them off to each other so we can give the best service possible. I might say that we're going to have a seminar coming up here July 11th. There will be more information coming out on that. So if there's businesses that are interested in exploring getting into the export world, they might want to think about attending that seminar and getting a flavor of what it would be like.